All right, good luck. We're up to Shin Ein Ches, Siv Zayin. First, I would like to tell on the Yashikai for being Mishtatif in the Shalom Zacha. And to Medid Eilam, the Bris Miyat Hashem is going to be Monday morning at Esther Gerber, 7:30 Shachris. All right, we're up to Shin Ein Ches, Siv Zayin. We started it last week, touched upon it. Tonight hopefully will be Ashlama to understand much better the dynamics of Siv Vav and Siv Zayin, of Bishus and Shalai Bishus. And hopefully tonight we'll get a clearer picture. Last week we were a little rushed to try to start Siv Zayin. Hopefully we'll be a little clearer tonight and be able to apply it to all the types of accidents that happen. All right, let's start. Nachum Siv Zayin. Hayishneim Bishus. If you have two people Bishus, Hayishneim Shalai Bishus, or both people are Shalai Bishus, V'huzku Zeh B'Zeh, and each one were damaged to the other through a Huzak, that means it was a passive type of a Hezek. The Mazik was stationary, and the Nizik ran into the Mazik, so, and that's how he got hurt. So it was a passive act. Ben Begufam Ben B'Mamoinam, whether he hurt the Nizik's body or he hurt the Nizik's Mamin, Im Lo Yodu Zeh B'Zeh, if they didn't know of each other, it's Peturim, they're Potom. In contrast to Siv Vav, we had Echad Bishus Vechad Shalai Bishus, that the Bishus is always put on the Shalai Bishus. Say if he does it passive, even if he does it proactive, he's Potter. And the Shalai Bishus is always Chayiv on the Bishus. Say if he does it proactive, or even if he does it passive, comes along the Halach of Siv Zayin that says, no, Shneim Bishus or Shneim Shalai Bishus has a middle darga. And that is that if you do something proactive, you're Chayiv. If it was only a passive type of a damage, it was Huzak, then you're going to be Potter. Pragma means you konvasei, you went and you were mazik the other person. So if he bumped into the other person, that's a mazik. But if so, then he'd be chayiv. But if he was standing there and someone tripped over him or bumped into him, and that's how the person got hurt, so it was a passive type of a hezek, in that case he's going to be potter. That's the difference of Siv Zayin and Siv Vav. Siv Vav is, it doesn't make a difference, proactive or passive. Bishus is always potter, Shalai Bishus is always chayiv. And in Siv Zayin, if you have Shneim Bishus or Shneim Shalai Bishus, they're both on the same level, then there's a chilek between whether you passively hurt the next person or you proactively hurt the next person. Now, what's the case of Shneim Bishus? We discussed last week from Rashi numerous cases. Either Bishus Harabim, or you're in a Chatz HaShutvin, or you're in somebody else's property, Bishus, or you and the next person might be in yet a third person's property. Both of you are Bishus. As long as you have a right to walk over there, you're considered Bishus. If both of you have no right to walk over there, then Yishneim Shalai Bishus. Comes along the Machaba and says, Avim Ro Zeh Zeh, which we said the Piskei Teshuva B'Shem, the Dogma Ravava, qualifies to mean that one person saw the other person, so he's more at fault because he noticed the other person there, even though they were Shneim Bishus or Shneim Shalai Bishus. Afa Pi Shalai Kivnu, even if he did not have a kavana when he was being mazik, chayovim, he's going to be chayiv. Each one would be chayiv. The person who saw, that's a person who's going to be chayiv. Similar to the halacha we learned in Siv Vav, that over there it says also that it's only talking about bishlo yoda, but if it was re'eyu, even if the guy was bishus, even if he was re'eyu, the shalai bishus, then all of a sudden it doesn't have the heptur of being bishus anymore, because he saw the other guy there, you're supposed to be more careful, even though the other guy was trespassing, still you had to be more careful, and you're going to be chayiv. So too over here, if you saw the other person, you're going to be more chayiv. That's the halacha. So let's try to understand this a bit better, and hopefully tonight we'll go berichas in the svaris. And let's start, I guess, the good place to start would be is this massive cotton ches. What does it mean? What's the lamdas? The shneim b'shus, shneim shalei b'shus, for hizik yichayiv, and for usku yipotah. So if you look in the sma, about halfway down, Siv Katan Ches, he says, V'davka b'husku zeh mizeh peturin, this halacha, that yipata, when yishneim b'shus, yishneim shalei b'shus, is only if it was husku, is only if it was a passive hezek. Aval hiziku zeh, but it was proactive, if he was kumvasei, he hurt the other person, then even if he did a b'lei kavon, then he's chayovin. Why? What's the svar? To kol echad havelei la'asuki aydaite, each person is supposed to entertain, k'moisha ani nechnasti l'chotza chevei b'shus, just like I entered my friend's chatzah bishus, or shalai bishus, whatever the case may be, Cain, so too, nichnas gam Cain acher, so too Yana came. If I came there bishus, I have to assume, well, if he's benevolent to give me bishus to walk into his property, probably he gave others as well. Or if I trespass in his property and I'm doing something shaloi b'shus, zayin, I should entertain that just like there's one Rasha, me in the world, there's probably another Rasha walking to another property shaloi b'shus as well. Whatever I'm doing, I should entertain someone else is doing as well. And therefore, if I'm mazik him, I'm going to be chayif. If I go into the balabais's property shaloi b'shus and I damage and I have this din with the balabais, which is sivvav, right over there, talking about where the hezek was done to the balabais. The balabais lazuki edaita. The balabais doesn't have to entertain sheichnus milu shusay shalim edaita. He doesn't have to entertain that someone's going into his property shaloi b'shus. He, the balabais, is there b'shus. Meshumoche afilu huzik mimen the balabais is chayiv nechnas. There, the shaloi b'shus is all the way chayiv, even for huzik balabais, even for a passive hezek. Meshenkin by shneim b'shus shneim shaloi b'shus for a proactive hezek. I'm talking. But for a passive hezek, I'm not chayiv. Why? Because the other person should also have entertained that I'm there, and he should be careful not to trip over me. Just like I have to entertain not to hurt him, he has to entertain not to trip over me. So therefore, both parties are at fault. Both parties are responsible for the hezek, and therefore for hezek I'd be chayiv because I did the hezek. But for huzak, where he tripped over me, where he was also responsible for the hezek, I'm going to be potter because he should have entertained that I'm there. Means the whole svara of shnei b'shus, shnei shloi b'shus, echo b'shus, echo shloi b'shus, is a vod of havalei lasukei daiti. Should I have entertained that you're there? Should you have entertained that I'm there? But echo b'shus, echo shloi b'shus, the b'shus entertains nothing, only for another b'shus, not for the shloi b'shus. Mashenkin, the shloi b'shus has entertained for another shloi b'shus, and kosher came for a b'shus. And by shnei b'shus and shnei shloi b'shus, we have to entertain again for each other. We're on the same level. And b'etzem, this is really a tosis. Tosis and daf menchesam mit beis explains that this is the reason why the chilukim of vecha b'shus vecha shloi b'shus and shnei b'shus, mamish these two halakas. And I'm going to say over the basically the verbatim of Taisa. Taisa says like this: He the islay lasuki adaita. He's supposed to entertain kamosh nosan loy rishus, kamoke nosan la achir rishus, or kamosh who nichnas shaloy b'shus, just like he entered shaloy b'shus. Shemegam achne nichnas shaloy b'shus. Aval echir b'shus ve'echir shaloy b'shus. Of Taisa, hi. The shaloy b'shus person islay lasuki adaita b'hai. He should entertain that someone else is there. Kosher gain a b'shus guy. V'hai, the b'shus person, less le'lasuke adaita b'hai. The b'shus person doesn't have to entertain that there's a shaloi b'shus person there. That's the tesis. I can't. That's the lomdus over here. So now the obvious kasha is probably bothered by, and that's what I'm going to try to go into, is let's take first step. If I'm the b'shus and you're the shaloi b'shus, I don't have to entertain that there's a person shaloi b'shus there. But if there's another person b'shus here, I do have to entertain that he's there, right? For another b'shus statement zayin shneim b'shus, that I have to entertain that there's someone else there. So typically, even when it's shaloi b'shus, I should have to be nizar not to trip over or not to be mazik the b'shus person. So therefore, I should be careful even on the shaloi b'shus person. If the whole svar is havelei lasuka daiti, how to the degree, the level of zahiris I'm supposed to have. The level shouldn't change. That level I need anyway because there's supposed to be another person here who might be b'shus or might be shaloi b'shus. Well, you're shaloi b'shus, but I might have someone else with their b'shus, so I should have to entertain that he's there. So let me be more zahir, and if I have to be more zahir for him, even if I'm mazik you, the shaloi b'shus, I should be chayif. What's going on here? It seems that the halacha of Vav and Zayin are saying across the board, echo b'shus ve'echo shaloi b'shus, the b'shus person never has to entertain for the shaloi b'shus. And he's always going to be potter. Now, in Sif Vav Grad, it's not so bad, because Sif Vav happens to be talking about a balabais. So if you want to action, you could say, I'm a real actionist, but if you want to say, you could say the balabais knows if he ever gave rishus to anyone to enter his chotzen. If he didn't, then he doesn't have to entertain for the rishus. And Mimela, if he trips over shalabashus, the shalabashus will be chai. It's not much like that. The Stimus Aloshan doesn't say that. That Ukimto. Pasha's talking about where maybe he gave five other people rishus to enter his property, to always cut through his property whenever they want, and now he's bumping into a shaloi b'shus. All of a sudden, the shaloi b'shus is chayiv. Why? Because the balabais didn't have to be zar. He did have to be zar. He had to be zar for other people. What's going on? So the difference of schoi is how to ask this kasha. The way I asked the kasha was, he has to be careful that there's somebody else there b'shus. Let's say in the case of a Baal HaBayis, he gave permission to other people, let him be careful for other people. So that kasha alone is not shver, because let's try to understand what's going on. I want to tell you that because I have to worry about it, someone else here b'shus, so if I'm mazik, the person shlo b'shus, I should be chayv. Well, we have a concept of tchilata b'pshia v'sefer boinis. That's really where I'm trying to play these dynamics here. The reason why you're part in all these type of situations when you're b'shus and that guy shlo b'shus is because it's of the type of an oinis that even though other mood loylam, but he's not mood as I vait for a oinis. It's an oinis gomer he's not mechui for. But makasha is, but since he has to be careful for other people who are there anyway b'shus, so therefore he should be chayv. So what type of dynamic is that? That's what we call anyway, I have to be careful for the person bipshia, for that person, for the person who's bishus. I'm a pishay if I'm not careful. So if I should be chayiv on this person who's here shaloi bishus, even though for him I'm a noinis. Tchilata bipshia for seif a boinis is chayiv. But the halakha tchilata bipshia for seif a boinis is chayiv is only if it's in the same moment, if it's in the same person or the same keli, the same. But if here, the only reason why I'm tchilata bipshia is because I have to entertain there's somebody else there bishus, and this guy is takadei shaloi bishus, so tchilata bipshia on one person and seif a boinis on another person, that we don't invoke the concept of tchilata bipshia for seif a boinis. That's so. It's also that shiloh, that nusach shiloh, that's not fair. And that's God is mashmois of a gemara and bava kama chafalu from a base. There are tons of mashmois like that. That we don't say tchilasa lezeh v'seif haboynis lezeh. However, the kasha could be asked a little differently, and perhaps that's what the shita meant when he asked the kasha over here, is that damiyach, forget everyone else. This very same person. Let's say we're both in a third party's rishus. We're in Moshe's property, so I know he gave me permission to go in there. I have to entertain. Maybe Chesky also has permission to go in there. Maybe. Now, God of Chesky doesn't, he was trespassing. So I bumped into Chesky, and I'm potter because it's Echo Bishus, Vechach, Lo Bishus. But I should have entertained that maybe Chesky also had Rishus to go in there. So for Chesky alone, I'm a Tchilas B'Pshia. I'm a Pesheya because maybe Chesky would have had Rishus, and I should have been careful on him. And a Sefer Boinus, God, he didn't have Rishus, he had no right to be there. But as Tchilas B'Pshia, for Sefer Boinus, I should be Chayv. As I fact the Shita. And for the Shita, beautiful Teretz, and that is that over here, he's not really a Pesheya anyway. If he would be Chayev, he wouldn't be Chayev because he's Adam HaMazik Bepshia. The reason why he'd be Chayev is because he's Adam HaMazik, which is Chayev Afilu, Echa Beshege, Echa Bemeze, Echa Boines, Adam Mood Loilam. You have to invoke the concept of Adam Mood Loilam to get him to be Chayev, even if there's somebody else there, Beshos. If Shnei Bishos and Hezekiel Zezeh, it's not Chayev because he was Pesheya, he's Chayev because we have a Ribi Akra that even for Oines you're Chayev. Because Batam, I didn't have Kavon Elazik, I had no intention to damage the person, I didn't know he was there. So I'm Chayev because of Odomud Loilam. Oh, in the realm of Odomud Loilam, there you can't say it's also be Shiva Sefer Boinus. What does the Shita mean? Pashas, he means, Saisim Bava Metziat, Sadigim Mabay says a klal, that we only say Tchilosa be Shiva Sefer Boinus is Chayev. But Tchilosa Gneva Va'aveda Sefer Boinus, there you're going to be Potter. Let's say you'll have a Shem Mesachah who's Chayv Gneva Aveda, and he did something wrong with Geder of a Pshia of Gneva Aveda. It's a half Pshia, half Oinus type of a thing. It's Geder Gneva Aveda. And it turned out at the end it was an Oinus Gomer which he should be Potter for. So he says, you can't say, oh, it's Tchilas of Gneva Aveda which is Chayv and Seva Boinus, so let him be Chayv because it's Tchilas of Gneva Aveda. That you don't do. We don't say Tchilas of Gneva Aveda for Seva Boinus is Chayv. Only Tchilas of Pshia for Seva Boinus is Chayv. Here too. By Shneim B'shus, even if it would be Shneim... Sorry? No, Gneva, they're different mouth. Pshia by Shem Mechinim is only Chayv for Pshia, not for Gneva Aveda. Sorry? No, not he's doing a... He's a Shem and someone else steals from him. He didn't protect for a Gneva. So Shem Mechinim would be Potter, Shem Mezoch is Chayv for even for Gneva Aveda. State, if he's Tchilos of Gneva Aveda, the Sefer Boinus, he's Potter. Here too, what is he? He's Tchilos be aveda, right? We pask in the Rambam pask in other is not mood loilam. It's only begeda of a oinus of aveda. Good, but it's chilasa be aveda v'seifa be oinus. Oh, it's chilasa be aveda v'seifa be oinus. It's pata. You don't have that kasha. All kasha could only be it would be if had it been a pshia, but here it's not a pshia, so maybe it'll be pata. That's what the shita says. My understanding of the shita. That's if, again, that's if we're talking about I'm being mazik. you. I'm being mazik, the shalei bishus person, and I want to say, and I'm the bishus, I want to say, let's be mechayev the bishus, because he had anyway entertained that the shalei bishus person could have been the bishus. So we say, I'm potter, because klasik nev aved, if it's a verbinus, is potter. And Batsin, the Maram Shif, and the Yamshe Shalom also is this kasha, and they don't mazba their teres. They just say, ishtakak deloy havahachi. Even though for a bishus person I should have entertained, but this guy was here, shalom bishus, I didn't have to entertain that he was there. They're not mazba exactly what they mean. But the Shitek says basically what I told you. But there is a machloikis, that's, until now I'm talking about, I'm mazik the shalom bishus. But what about if I trip over the shalei bishus and I'm huzak by the shalei bishus? Over there too, it says before in Sivov that the shalei bishus is going to be chayiv. Echo bishus, vechol shalei bishus, the shalei bishus is chayiv no matter what, even if he does a passive hezek. On this level, we could also ask, let the bishus person be nizar. He anyway has to be nizar not to trip over people, because there could be a lot of other people there bishus. In fact, you yourself could have been there bishus, and I should have been careful not to trip over you, not to get hurt. So now, grab that you were there, shaloi bishus. Ask the kasha like that. Naniach, I'm not talking about my chiyuvim to the shaloi bishus. I'm talking about the chiyuvim the shaloi bishus has to me. Naniach, that he was there, shaloi bishus, but I had to be careful not to trip over so many people there, bishus. Grab that I've tripped over a person who was there, shaloi bishus. But I should have been zohir, and if I'm not zohir, I'm also guilty, I'm also a shutev in this hezek. I'm party to this hezek, because that should be enough to pater the shaloi bishus. This ready is a machlokes Yamshe Shleim and Mashal and Maram Shef. The Yamshe Shleim in Echanami says that b'chihai gavno the echo b'shus v'echo shaloi b'shus b'chihai gavno the shaloi b'shus will not be chayiv if the b'shus trips over him. That which it says in Sif Vav that the shaloi b'shus is chayiv if the b'shus trips over him is only because it's talking about a bala boss. The Balabas owns his chatzah. He knows exactly what went on. He knew he didn't give rishus to this guy to come in. He knew maybe he didn't give rishus to anybody to come in, whatever the case is. But he's talking about a Balabas. When you're talking about a Balabas, the Balabas doesn't have to be zar. So the shaloi bishus will be chayev on the bishus for tripping over him. But in Sif Zayin, which we're talking about, let's say, in a third person's property, and we both are there, and I'm there bishus, and you're there shaloi bishus, and I trip over you, the Yamshe Shleima holds that that's taka enough of a svara, at least to pater the shaloi. It's not enough of a svar that I should be chayiv on the bishus. That I should be chayiv on the shaloi bishus if I'm mazik to shaloi bishus. But it's enough of a svara that the shaloi bishus could be potter if I trip over him.
Isn't that a spirit of the cloud? Lizar shaloi yazik yosim yishayizik shaloi yuzak, whatever.
Right. Well, why is that a stira?
Over here, if he's mazik to shaloi bishus, he would be potter.
I'm be potter because for you, you don't have a right to be there. Correct. But I'm trying to invoke the svara, not that I shouldn't be mazik. I'm trying to invoke the svara to pater you. You want to know my zeis. If I had a my zeis, I should be more careful not to be mazik you than to be genizik. But on your cheshbon of to pater you, that you were damaging me, it's enough that I was party to the hezek, because for you alone, I wouldn't have been. It means if I would have been normal and watched out, the hezek wouldn't have taken place. So I was party because I was also guilty for not watching out. So that's enough of a svara to pater you if I trip over you. And then Maram Shif argues, Maram Shif says all the way that echa bishus ve'echa chaloi bishus, it's irrelevant if we're talking about a balabais, or we're talking about in the third person's chatzah. If it's echa bishus ve'echa chaloi bishus, the chaloi bishus is always chayiv on the bishus, even though the bishus should have been more careful for other people. But for this person, he didn't have to be careful. That's the halacha, Dr. Maram Shif, and therefore he would be chayiv. The shaloi bishus would always be chayiv. So at least, let's go back here, just to summarize and take a shayla. But when you have echo bishus ve'echo shaloi bishus, the bishus person is always going to be potter if he's mazik the shaloi bishus. When you have him being huzak on the shaloi bishus, there the shaloi bishus is chayiv if it's umar balabayis, that's by sivav. And when the third party is bishus, it's a makloikas Yamshe Shleima and Maram Shif. Yamshe Shleima holds it's enough of a svara to potter the shaloi bishus for a passive hezek, and Maram Shif holds all the way that no, he'll still be chayiv, the shaloi bishus will be chayiv even for a passive hezek.
He's focusing on the responsibility of the person the rishus relative to the one the enemy shus. Why don't we say that the one that's enemy shus, that's his chumra is if he's the enemy rishus that he's chayav everything.
It is his chayiv for everything, but what was the chiluk between echo shaloi bishus and shneim bishus? What's the chiluk that we're off and you have echo bishus and echo shaloi bishus? What happens if they're both the shaloi bishus? And so on passively trips over him, what happens? Toshtei tenis halacha that he's potter.
Okay.
Why? So Taisis, because I had to entertain that you were there and you had to entertain I'm there. So now that I'm Bishus, what is that low my God? I don't have to, I still have to entertain that the other people are there Bishus.
That's a sentence itself, Soros. Being that relative to the person, I mean, it's his fault, it's a bad nozzle. But if he's low Bishus, relative to Bishus, then that's a different story.
You want to penalize the Shalei Bishus no matter what, that he's at fault because he's Shalei Bishus. But I'm proving you not like that. When you see Shneim Shalei Bishus, there he's not Chayiv. Why? Because the other person, the Nizik, also played the party to the Hezek. Why? Because he should have entertained. So even though he's Bishus, he did the same thing wrong. He wasn't careful. He was exact. What's the chiluk if that guy, the Nizik, was Bishus or Shalei Bishus? He also wasn't careful. But Taisa said that the whole chiluk between Bishus and Shalei Bishus is this svara. Havelel Asuka Edaite. If this person was as much Havelel Asuka Edaite as that person, if the Bishus have a Havelel Asuka Edaite, not the trip like the Shalei Bishus, it's the same.
Each of them have equal responsibility. Either Shnei Bishus or not Bishus. If they're equal, then you have to say Havelel Asuka Edaite. But if one clearly
is worse. All right, you have to. All right, fine. If you understand about it, it's fine. Hopefully, when we get to time, we do sifches, we'll try to bring the rai from the Maram Shif. But right now, we should walk away. We have a makolikas Maram Shif and Mashal on a huzak type of situation by echad b'shus ve'echad shloi b'shus in a third party's b'shus.
Does Maram Shif explain himself why he holds that?
No, it doesn't. Also, ishtakik d'lo havahochi.
Also, wouldn't I entertain a difference in awareness if? As far as knowing that a person did bishus or shalei bishus, would I be more careful?
Well, if I know that you're there, if I know that there's six people right now there bishus, and you happen to be the shalei bishus, my guard has to be up. I have to make sure not to.
First, the shalei bishus would be knowing himself differently.
Oh, the shalei bishus had to be knowing differently. I hear. Hey, lemais. I hear. All right, fine. It's sort of like what he.
I have people all the time, probably bishus and shalei bishus. They all do the same thing.
All right, fine. Now that we understand the dynamics a little more, let's go back to just to touch up Sivov a little better. Sivov says that if the Bishus person knew about the Shaloi Bishus, then we don't have the dynamics of Eka Bishus, Veka Shaloi Bishus. If he knew about the Shaloi Bishus, then if he's Mazik the Shaloi Bishus, he'd be Kaif. And if he's Huzak Ayidei the Shaloi Bishus, the Shaloi Bishus is going to be Pata. In other words, just Mamaloshin, in other words, that if I know that you're there, Shaloi Bishus, but I know that you're already there, then it blibes like Shneim Bishus. Even though you talk at the Shalei Bishus, but at the same halacha of Shneim Bishus. Because I have to be aware of you, just like you have to be aware of me. Just like you have to be Nizah, I have to be Nizah, because I saw you. The host for Shalei Bishus, I don't have to have a Leila Sukedati that you're there, so I don't have to entertain you, I have to be Nizah from you. But Vivad, I saw you there, so as I knew the Shalei Bishus, I have to be Nizah from you, have a Leila Sukedati, I even saw you. So Mamela has the same dynamic of Shneim Bishus and Shneim Shadat. That's Pshat in the end of Sivov. And what we asked last week, which is what the going means to ask, is that's very good in Sivov that Yoda, this Re'iyah, I saw you there, raises my level to now makes it the dynamic of Shneim Bishus, Shneim Shalei Bishus. But comes along the Mechab in Siv Zayin, it says the same thing. When you have Ro Zeh Zeh, if all of a sudden, even though we're there Shneim Bishus, Shneim Shalei, we already have to be Asik Adaiti for each other because we're at the same level. And Grada, I was Ro, I Grada saw you, all of a sudden, Afa Bishalei Kivnu Am Chayovim, Am Chayiv. Both of us are there Bishus or Shalei Bishus. I see you, you trip over me, all of a sudden I'm Chayiv. Why am I Chayiv? What does Yoda do here? What does Ra do for you? Anyway, when we have Shneim Bishus, we have to entertain that each other is here. Or Shalei Bishus, we have to entertain that each other is there, Shalei Bishus. Just like I'm there Shalei Bishus, you're there Shalei Bishus. What is Ra going to help you to all of a sudden make you more Chayiv? How does that work? Sorry?
No,
that's Sukkah Adaita. A regular case. If Moshe is very nice, you see, he gives permission for people to walk through his property. If he gave me permission, he's going to give Chesky permission too. He's going to give Yitzchak permission, and he has to cut through to Adam. He's going to give other people permission. So if I have to entertain, if I'm there, he's going to be there too. But all of a sudden, if it's raw, that's already worse. What's that? More of a Havalei La Sukkah Adaita.
For sure, it's Ben La Sukkah Adaita, right? He sees him, right?
I saw him not now. I'm not seeing him while I punch him. I saw him 5 minutes ago, right? I saw him there. So I have to assume that he's still there. Good.
Okay, case of saying it's less of an oinus than a sukkah adaita. A sukkah adaita is what you assume the guy might be there. I see the guy there.
Okay, I'm just saying it's a chiddush of the makaba. There's no gemara rishonim like this makaba.
You can see the
difference. I mean, a tour makaba.
Difference.
But even what you're saying, that you could now, even in Asuke Adaita, there are greater degrees of Asuke Adaita, which is what you're trying to accomplish, that is a Chiddush. There's no makor for that Chiddush.
Well, you say the start of Asuke Adaita, so I have to be chosh, always someone's going to be there, whether they're Bishos or Bishos. It automatically makes every single case Bishos. Every single time I have Asuke Adaita, right?
Good.
Even when they're Shalom Bishos. It automatically makes it, I have to be choshed up to someone else is going to be there, right? So since I have to be choshed everybody else, it's never shaykh a case of Bishos Shalom Bishos.
Well, that was the Shiloh Mamshif and Mashal. That was the Shiloh that Teretz is, for some reason, for you, Lamaisa, Ishtakak Dalav Hoch, you were there Shaloh Bishos. I have the dynamics of Echo Bishos, Echo Shaloh Bishos. So what do you want to say? That is that mean the what? Okay, so that was the Shiloh we've had. That we see already, that's the Machlok is Achroinim. But I'm going on the Machab, that the Machab, anybody want to spar from there, that you see that there are vital levels of at fault, of responsibility, of Havalei Lazukadai. I'm more Havalei Lazukadai for Bishus than the Shaloi Bishus. And here, I'm even more than Havalei Lazukadai because I was even raw. So it's in the next dagger. Oh, yeah. But that's a chiddush of this Mechaba. Well, that's a Gemara. Hopefully we'll get to it, but not tonight. But we'll touch on that. Okay. Let's continue in the Mechaba. So let's go. So Nakama. So Muhammad says, Avam Roza is there, all of a sudden we up you a notch, Ava Bishalay Kivnu, you're gonna be chayiv. Lefiko Sakta Makaba. Once I told you that Shnei Bishus, Shnei Shalay Bishus, Husku is Potter, and his equal is chayiv. Lefiko, Beisho you rotten Bishus Arabim, two people are running Bishus Arabim, Oisho you Mahalkum, or they were walking. So Rotzim is Shneim Shalei Bishos, walking is Shneim Bishos. V'husku zeh bezeh, if they tripped over each other, they're going to be paturim. Hiziku zeh zeh, if they damage each other, then you're going to be chayovim. You're not allowed to run Bishos Rabim, of course not. You're allowed to speed? No. It's dangerous. The people there, how could you run Bishos Rabim?
It's about the shul.
It's Bishos Rabim.
Oh, Wednesday we'll get to one.
Oh,
sorry?
As much as you.
Right, be now let her run. Running is a peshe because you can't be on guard. It's much more difficult to control yourself. You're allowed to drive, you're not allowed to go 100 miles an hour either, right? Even though you're allowed to drive. But to get to the cutoff point that you consider shalei b'shus for going too quick. This Mechaba's example is really the Mishnah, and that's coming from his klal. He's touching up that's a kal shneim b'shus, shneim shalei b'shus. So b'zai, and just like the Mechaba stipulated before, that ra makes a difference, then by walking or running b'shus rabim, ra is also going to make a difference. And that's what the Sman, Sifkot Yud, the end of the Sman says, Mach Kosov, Husku Zeh Bezeh Spaturim, Hainodaku Beloi Ro Zeh Zeh. But if you saw, Vaita, you're going to be Chayiv even for Huzak, because that's what the Mechaba said at the beginning, that even by Shneim Bishus, Ra makes it worse. Okay. Now, talking about running, Rishos Arabim, so practical applications, like I said, speeding, that's a good one. The Orach HaShulchan says that even though you're not allowed to run in a Rishus HaRabim, but other places you are allowed to run. Here's like a Sada or a Bika, there you are allowed to run. If it's not heavily populated, so there you're allowed to run, and it's considered Bishus. It's only B'mokam Hilach HaRabim, like Rishus HaRabim, that's a place where you're not allowed to run, and there you're considered Shaloi Bishus. Shaloi Bishus is, no. That's the Echo Bishus is Lav Lezuka Daita, that someone else says Shaloi Bishus. But the Shaloi Bishus, everyone has to be careful where they walk. And everyone has to entertain that someone else is there. But I don't have to entertain that there's someone else there, Shaloi Bishus, if I'm only there, Bishus. If I'm there, Shaloi Bishus also, then I have to entertain.
The Gemara doesn't say that the Rishus by Ratzvan, by Erev Shabbos, it doesn't use a
Lashon. Oh, when the Erev Shabbos are going to...
No, I'm saying it doesn't use a Lashon of their Bo Benetze HaSadeh, the Erev
Shabbos. Right. So you want to see what Sada, maybe go out to the Sada. You have to go through the Rishus Rabim to get there, right? Maybe on the way. So what I just told you, so far we're learning Rashi's Pshat. Now, of course, I told you last week that the Rambam has his whole new halakha. Rambam holds that even for Hiziku, you're going to be pot unless you're Kivnu, and unless you have a Kavana. And Obizai, in this case also, even for Ziku Zezer, you're going to be pot until you have Kavana Lahazik, if you're all in the same Pashas, like the Rambam, that's what should come out. But we don't go with the Rambam. But there's actually a Yad Ramah, which is very important, and the Goyim brings it down. If you look in Sifkon Chav Aleph, the Goyim says, Ken Kosov Rashi, good. Avalatur, b'shem harama Kosov, dekan, in this case of running in Rishus HaRabim, or walking with Shisarabim, and they crash into each other. Kevin to Tavayo Avdi Maisa, since both are playing a role in the Hezek, because they're both walking to each other or running to each other. Af Hezigu, even if they proactively hurt each other, Kuhusku Dami, that's considered like Huzak. Hezek is if you're stationed, I hit you. That's Hezek. But if we both contribute to the Hezek, that's considered Huzak, and therefore I would be Potter. Because for Shneim B'shus, Shneim Shalom B'shus, Huzak is Potter. Why is it? What's a Sfara in Huzak? Well, what's it between Hezek and Huzak altogether?
I'm getting hit when I'm hitting.
Yeah, but both parties of Mazik Shaviat fall. Teretz is, the Nizek is playing a role in the Hezek. When I'm hitting you, you're not playing a role in the Hezek. If you're tripping over me, you're playing a role. So to Rama, well, if you have a case, those are two extremes. If you have a case that they're both playing a role, we're both running into each other, so then that's considered also like Huzak and Uibata. And it's very negay, because half the car accidents are both people are at fault, both people are playing a role and are Avdi Maisa. Now, in the Yad Ramah itself, to this Lashon of Kivin to Tavai Avdi Maisa, we don't have a Yad Ramah in Bava Kama, but we got it from the tour. This Lashon of Avdi Maisa, the Chabur is in Yeshiva, and it's funny, our Chabur had the Shaila, and the next Chabur has the Shaila, the ongoing Shaila, how vite to understand this Yad Ramah. Is the Yad Ramah saying, if we have a head-on collision, so the impact, if Reuven was going 25 miles an hour, and Shimon's going 25 miles an hour, well, Betzirov, now they're going 50 miles an hour, means the damage that's going to be suffered by the Nizek is going to be so much more greater, because the Nizek was also contributing to the role of the Hezek, because he was also speeding, or he was also, if the Shnei Malchim, he was also had inertia, he was also moving. So therefore, they both played a role in the Hezek. But what would be if the Nizek's role didn't cause the damage to be any greater? For example, the Mazik was going from north to south, and the Nizek was going from east to west. He was cutting across his path. It's not because of his sometimes, God, even then, his movement causes the car to like sort of scrape as the car is going by, you know, also on the side of the door keeps on going and going. But let's assume if we have a case where the Nizik's inertia didn't play a role in any Tosefes Hezek, but he cut across the path of the Mazik, and had he been stationary, the Mazik would have been clean and would have been vital. He wouldn't have damaged it. It's only because the Nizik cut across, is that also considered Tavayo Avdi Maisa, that the Nizik also played a role, because if the Nizik wouldn't have been moving, the Mazik wouldn't have hit him. Even though the Nizik's movement didn't help in the degree of the Hezek. Sorry? That's the Shaila. Now, Lamaise is, it's only Shaila really perhaps in the words of the Yad Ramah. But if you look in the Rishonim, in the Sugya, you're going to see that the other Rishonim we say is very similar to the Yad Ramah. There's a Ravid, and it's a Toisevid, Piskevid. They say very similar, and I'm going to try to quote it over. Lashonis, you'll see that it's a Dakistic, but the Lashonis are, the Ravid says, each one brought himself into the Nezek. It sounds like from the Ravid, again you can action, but it sounds like the Ravid that even if you just merely cut across the path and you were involved in Hezek because you brought upon the Hezek, even though it wasn't any worse because of it, but you brought upon the Hezek, that would be enough to be considered Huzku. And the Taisi Zerid also says a similar lashon, and he says, the Pasha Anafshe, the Iboile Liuni, Kivin Shaboim Zekanegazeh. We're going head on, so just like you had to be careful to watch out for me because I'm in front of you, well, I should have been careful not to hit into you because you're in front of me. Well, you have to know, if you're going on the side, but if we could have seen each other, and just like you should have seen me, I should have seen you, we're at a perpendicular, it's a 90 degree angle, we're both. I should have seen you, you should have seen me. So if that's the case, then we both brought upon the Hezek, and that will be enough to be considered Huzku. So that's the Yad Ramah. And Be'etzem, a lot of Rishonim are Mavu like this. A lot of Achronim say that Pshat and Tosis is like the Yad Ramah. Some even want to entertain that even Rashi meant the Yad Ramah. It's a bit of a stretch. But they say Rashi only said a different Pshat in the Gemara because he didn't like the Lashonis in the Mishnah. Be'etzem, he might be made to the din of the Yad Ramah. At the end of the day, it seems for many Kama V'Kama Achronim, and that's how a lot of Batei Din Anoig is to use this Yad Ramah, and that is if the Nizik played any role in the Hezek, that's already considered Huzku. Bedku, and if it's Shneim Bishus or Shneim Shaloi Bishus, that's already he's going to be a Patur. It's only if one was Shaloi Bishus and the other guy was Bishus, if one was Rots and one was Mahalik, oh, then we could hit him. But if it's Shneim Bishus, Shneim Shaloi Bishus, that Husku is Pata, this case would also be Pata because they both were involved in the Hezek. The Chuvis Chaviz Yar, if you want to know Taich, the Chaviz Yar says that the Taich is even like the Yad Rabban, not like Rashi. Rashi, the way his Taich was, is Husku means that the Mazik was stationary and the Nizik tripped over the Mazik. So, in fact, the Chaviz Yar, but with the Gemara is talking about Shneim Mahalchim, Bishus Ram, Shneim Ratzim. We were both moving. So how do you ever have this Loshin of Husku Zeb Bezeh, like Rashi? It doesn't make sense. The Taich doesn't fit. You can never have two people walking and running and still have a huzak where only the nizik was moving and the mazik wasn't moving. Doesn't make sense. Vishal Yadamai, very good. We crashed into each other. It was a head-on collision. So we both were party to the hezik. So then you could have husku, even though shneim malchum and shneim rotzim. But if you can have one person stationary, that's what huzak means. Well, here, no one's stationary. You can never have husku. So what's the halacha of shneim rotzim, husku?
And as he's running, his feet are flying out from under him, right?
Good.
As the other guy is catches one of the feet, he's probably running this way. And that same thing as standing still. I'm saying, as if someone's running, his feet are going out, right? So his
going out is not. You're talking about that he bumped into the guy. Who bumped into who? Reuven and Shimon. He's not bumping.
The fact that a person's running.
Right. And he tripped.
No, his feet. He tripped over his foot.
He tripped over the other guy. But the other guy wasn't moving?
As far as the tripping is concerned, it's static. It's not moving.
Oh, so basically what you're trying to do is push through, and I agree that that's the pshat, and you have to say that for Rashi, even though the Chavizio blags shred, is that Rashi is lavdavki. He didn't mean mamish, the person is stationary. As long as klapi this hezek, the role of the hezek was done by the nizek brought upon the hezek himself, that is considered huzak, even though the mazik was also moving. Mm-hmm. Right, that's what you want to say. Right, that's a simple case. There's somebody in front of me, and I'm speeding even quicker than the guy in front of me, and I trip over that guy, which you're going to see is different examples of Shinayin tests like that. That you can have a case, even though we're both moving or we're both running, and nevertheless, it's considered huzak because the person in front of me, copy this hezek, didn't play a role. I did the whole hezek, copy that. Okay, in a claim, but just what at least you. Bringing out that you'd love to have get stationary. You could have even a movement to say Rashi. You're going to have to say that, otherwise you don't have a pshat here.
Isn't by driving car, one has the right way, one doesn't have
a right? Depending on the case. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Sometimes it's name Shalom B'shus because this one jumped a stop sign and this one didn't speed, this one sped and this one didn't put on the signal and this one parked off the curb. And every week we have Dini Torah, half the time the Shneim Shalei Bishus. If you get into a Chuli, I don't know, it's a wish, but if you get into an accident, it's usually one guy Shalei Bishus, and very often the both Shalei Bishus. That's how it is. As a kasha for mice, but that's how it is. Okay.
When he passed the Lashon Shneim Ratzim, if one of them ran into the other guy behind him, and the fact that the front guy is, why would the Gemara say a case like that?
Because had it been not Rots, maybe I would have been a little more careful. He could have been a little more careful not to bring upon the Hezek. Right, he could have, if he would have been walking, he might have been a defense driver. Right, you can be a little more careful. Okay, we're gonna have that in Chinayin test. Believe that, then we'll get to it. Okay, fine. Let's move on. So that's basically what comes out of here from the Yad Ramah. So you should remember, this is a Yisai before we take it to the next step, that Echo B'shus Ve'echo Shaloi B'shus Nachamol, the B'shus is Vois Pata, Shaloi B'shus Vois Chayev, Shneim B'shus Shneim Shaloi B'shus, Hizik is Chayev, Huzak is Pata, and Loti Yad Ramah, even if it's a form of a Hizik, but if we both were party to the Hizik, that's already considered Huzak. Okay, let's do Sifchas. If one was running and one was walking, so the guy who was running is Shaloi Bishos, and the guy who was walking is Bishos, and the Mahalik got damaged by the Rots, he tripped over the Rots, and it was a Maisa Huzak, Chayef, the Rots is going to be Chayef, Mnesha Rots, Shaloi Bishos, and we have already Halach and Tzivav, that when you have Echo Bishos, Echo Shaloi Bishos, the Shaloi Bishos is Chayef, even for a passive Hezek on the Bishos. So here too, the Mahalik is considered Bishos, and the Rots is Shaloi Bishos. So he's Chayef. And who are then you going to have to say that we're talking about a case where the Mahalik didn't see the runner. If he saw the runner, well, in Sivvav it says that if you have a Bishos who saw the Shalai Bishos, it blives now like Shneim Bishos, and for Huzak he'd be Potus. You have to say that the Mahalik didn't see the runner, and it tripped over the runner. He cut across, like, right in front of him without him seeing. Good. Bamedra Mamurim, when is this applicable? Bechoyim. In a normal situation, a weekday, you're not supposed to be running. Mishus Arabim. Avo be'erev Shabbos, but by Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yontav, the Pishu Mishnais, and the Rav says, or Erev Yontav, the same thing, you have to be Mechon for Sudas Shabbos and Yontav. So you're very torrid, it's a very busy Zahiris, Zahiris take a time. Bein Ashmoshes, Mechaba, it's Gemara, even Bein Ashmoshes, we're going to see what that means if it's Dafganan. Sorry? Good. Have a bearish eyes, Ben the Shmoshes. He's part of Mimnei Shiratz Bashus, because you're allowed to run Erev Shabbos Ben the Shmoshes to take care of your things. So if it's Ech Malik Vecha Rot, very good, and normal situation, Ech Bashus, Ech Shalai Bashus. And if it's Erev Shabbos, then even in that case, the Rot's guy is considered Bashus, so now his regular Din Hashnei and Bashus, and for Hizik, he'd be Chayiv, and Huzak, which is the case we're talking about, he'd be Potter. Very simple. And we have this people speed on Erev Shabbos too, and they do crazy things on Erev Shabbos, so you have to entertain that Erev Shabbos, when it's a Zrizis take a time, it's Torah, then all of a sudden you might be Bashus for certain things that you do. Not for everything, it's not a license. Sorry? Speeding is normally Shalai Bishas. So again, you want to know in the government? The government will give you a ticket. I don't know. If the minig is, when we said last week also, what's considered Rishus and Shalai Bishas? Speed limit is 65. So you go 60 Shalai Bishas? No, of course not, because everyone goes 66. Everyone goes, I mean, everyone. But many people go, I would say probably the majority of people go even 70. It's not a problem. Right? You go a few miles above the seam alone, and that's ready, and the cops don't even stop you. It's line sickness. They don't even bother. And they took into account, even when they made the speed limit 65, they knew that 70 you can control a car, so they made the speed limit 65, because everyone likes to speed. So maybe everyone will be yait, so we're going a few miles over the speed limit. Good. But that's fine. If everyone does it, that's considered bishus. Now, Erev Shabbos, if you tell me, and I'm not saying that, but if you tell me that on Erev Shabbos, people go quicker, so on a highway, Lav Dafka, but locally, look what goes on Erev Shabbos. The streets, people are a little more villed when they drive Erev Shabbos before Shabbos. You wouldn't tell me that later I go 60 miles an hour on 14th Street? Probably not. You want to know you let it go 40? Probably, yeah. What's the speed limit? I don't know. My guess is, I don't even know the speed limit. 35. Okay, probably even 45 people go on Erev Shabbos. You can clock them, maybe even 50. Confection collection, when they do deliveries, Erev Shabbos. How do they go? 25. 25, yeah. Yeah, tell it to the cop. Yeah, all right. Okay, fine. So now, when they're going for Erev Shabbos, if the minig is that they go a little quick and they're a little more filled, so that's acceptable, that's entertainable, because that's, you're supposed to watch out. You know that this is how it goes, and that's considered fine. All right. So that's Erev Shabbos. Now, what does it mean, Ben Hashmashes? So, Krat, the Rishonim don't even bring it down. The Pishon Mishnais and the Rav don't even bring down the words Ben Hashmashes. There's an Or Zeruah in the Gois Hashri, who are medayik? Hayoyis Rashi said the word is lohachin tzorchi Shabbos. Our Rashi doesn't say it, but our Zeru had such a Rashi, and a lot of Rishonim use that nusach. The Rosh and a lot of Rishonim use that nusach. It's to be mechim for tzorchim. Muki Yosef gives examples. You have to take a shower. You have to buy things. Even you have to prepare for Shabbos. You have to go to a mikvah. Whatever, you have to do things for Shabbos. So we're talking about clearly not Ben Hashmoshes. Ben Hashmoshes, you're not allowed to do any of this. So Zokter Zeru akolchok it can't mean mamish Ben Hashmoshes. Akolchok it means even before Ben Hashmoshes. So Or Zeruah goes to tree. What he thinks Ben Hashmoshes is means it's lav dafka Ben Hashmoshes. It means from Chatzos Hayoyim ve'elach. When people are busy preparing for Shabbos, it gets hectic. That's from Chatzos Hayoyim ve'elach. That's when you have this halacha of Ben Hashmoshes, of Erev Shabbos, that you consider a Ratz Bashos. Yeah, that's what he has before. Okay, we're going to get to other mitzvahs. We'll see. But what we're talking about right now is about preparing for Shabbos and Yontif. What? Friday. Oh, on Friday before First Eid, is it more busy than on a different day before First Eid? Oh, yeah? I wasn't aware of that. Okay.
He said his man for what was the meaning of his
locker. Right, we're going to get through it. Let me flesh it out, 100%. Let me flesh it out. Okay, so it says like this. What I just told you is a Goy Seshri and the Or Zeruah. Now, the Yamshe Shloimeh also says the same thing, and he says that Enechanami, the Loshen Ben Hashmoshes is Lav Davka, but Adarab, it's Rabusa. It's a Chiddush to say it's Ben Hashmoshes. We know 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Avada, you have to run to take care of Shabbos. That we know you're busy buying, running, getting, picking up from the cleaners. That's for sure you're busy. But it's already been a shmash, a shkia. What is it to do? Of them state, nevertheless, even then people are busy. What are they busy? So the... You could be busy doing certain things that you're allowed to do ben hashmashas, but the Gemara says, and Rabbeinu Yonason even touches this in the Gemara, that when the Gemara asks, ben what are you busy, what's the my bishus? Like the Gemara, you're running out to the Sada to be Netzel Likras Kala, Shabbos Malkasa. What are you running out? So to Rabbeinu Yonason, that's a chiddush. This is the word, the same thing I'm showing. But the word is that even if you're not doing the truck from the regular, but the you're running out to prepare to greet and come to shul and daven and say l'chadoidi, whatever it is, to be prepared to be makabel the Shabbos Malkus, so boifin covered the way you're supposed to be prepared for Shabbos. Lashon Rama says you should be ponu to prepare whatever it is, but that's considered bishus. Oh, So, come to us that the Ben Shmosh is Lav Dafka. And the Arzaruah says it means from Chatzais Ayon Ve'elok. Now, there's a Mordechai that the Mordechai was asked, what happens if you're running to Shul, or running to a Beis HaMedrash, and you are Huzak, and something happens, what will be then? So there, the Mordechai says, you don't have this Patur. This Patur is only if you're Torid. Like Ben Shmosh is Erev Shabbos, you're Torid. But Stam, if you're running to another Dvar Mitzvah, you're supposed to, the Gemara says, you're allowed to run to Shul even on Shabbos because it's a Mitzvah Lord. You're supposed to run to a basic Knesset. So it's Tuesday afternoon, nothing's pressing, but you're going to Mincha, you want to run to be Kabbalah, the senior, you're supposed to run to Shul, run to a Mitzvah. Right. Oh, 1 second. So the Mordechai says that doesn't count. That's not considered this Patur of Bershus. Bershus is only Erev Shabbos with a Mamish Baal, that's considered Bershus. So Yamsha Shleima understood that the Mordechai and the Gois Hashri and the Tzar Zeruah, they're arguing. The Mordechai Grad is a Gois Maimoni, he says as well. So you have a Mordechai and a Gois Maimoni, you say that's only by Erev Shabbos, not by other things when you're not Torid. And here the Gois Hashri and the Tzar Zeruah are saying that Erev Shabbos from Chatzai Sayyam Ve'elach already is considered Bishus because you're preparing for the meal. So the Yam Shoim it's a Machloikis. And he paskins like the Tzar Zeruah. And therefore, the Zakti Yam Shoshleim, even on the Tuesday morning, if you're running to put in your order to buy a kugel, or you're bringing your Shabbos suit to the cleaners to be ready for Shabbos, and it's Tuesday or even Sunday, he holds that that's considered Rosh Bishus, because you're running for the covet of Shabbos. And Zakti Yam Shoshleim is not even limited to covet Shabbos. Any mitzvah, I feel a mitzvah kala. If you're running for a mitzvah, that's already considered Bishus. From the Arzuru, it says that Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, after Chatzai, Zakti Yam Shoshoyim, the Arzuru must be arguing to Mordechai, and we pass in Zakti Yam Shoshoyim like the Arzuru, and Mele, any mitzvah kal, even the beginning of the week, you're already going to have this patur of Bishos. And the Chazi David says the same thing. However, even if it would be a machloikis, if you want to know how we should pass him, we should pass him. If it would be a Machlai, we should pass him like the Mordechai. The Baiseisa brings down the Mordechai. The Lavosh, the Erech Lechem, that's Merikash, over here, passing like the Mordechai. The Aruch HaShulchan passing like the Mordechai. It's not Stam Hefker, every time you have a mitzvah, it's only Mamish if you tore it. So if it would be a Machlai, it's Lachlai, you should pass him not like that. You should pass him only like the Mordechai. But Grado, Lani's diet, I don't even think it's a Machlai. Let me ask a shot. Why did Goyse Tree and Arzuru say only by Chatzai Sayyim? The din is, Aloch is in Reish Nun, in Orachayim, they have to prepare Suda from Shachris, you have to bash Koma, you have to prepare ready for Shabbos. So why is he saying only Mechatzei Seyim Ve'elach? He said, mitzvah is a mitzvah. So Yamshe Shoyim Megrado tries to get out of it, Ashtekah. He says that from Chatzei Seyim, you could Neman Min Astam, that he's doing a Lekavit Shabbos, which we're going to see a Ramah shortly. But from before Chatzei Seyim, he has to prove that he's doing a Lekavit Shabbos. Okay, but the Stimus Adram is not Mashma like that. Why is he picking Punk Chatzei Seyim?
It doesn't make a difference even.
No, but Minastam, there are Mohos that Minastam Yalara assumes for Kavit Shabbos. The Arzuru is saying only from Chatzai Sayyim Ve'elach you could assume it's for Shabbos.
The guy says it. The guy says
if you're doing for other Kavetim.
So
right, for that's different. That's it. I'm not going to get.
What's the help Minastam? What's the Negei Minastam?
Regular case. If I don't know, we don't have Eidim what he was doing it for. Minastam, we say that he's doing it Lekavit Shabbos.
The guy says he's doing
a Lekavit
Shabbos, we don't know
what
the truth
is. Right, and so you have to assume he's doing a Lekavit Shabbos, right? Yam Shoyma, that's why you have to Chapa Chatzais, because Chatzais Yam Ve'elech is Minastam. But before Chatzais, you don't have to, he has to prove that he's doing a Lekavit Shabbos.
Before Chatzais, he has to prove that he's doing a Lekavit Shabbos. have plenty of time, you don't have to rush.
No, not only that, he's still working. Chatzos, you have to stop working. So Tzich Chatzos, the guy's still working. Tzlach Tzach, he's doing the Kavod Shabbos.
So that's what the Yom Shishleim is saying. That from Chatzos, he's going to be like his Minestam, and before Chatzos, he's not. Okay, let me just flash. We're running out of time. I have a lot to pack in. Maybe we should hold on to the questions to the end. There's a lot over here. I don't want to cut in the middle of this. So he learns that I got the hold that they're not arguing, and the pshat is like this: that Avanda is a behilas as a tirdo, even from chatzais hayam ve'elach, and Yitaka need that tirdo. Stavka chatzais hayam ve'elach, and the Mordechai also knows that you need the tirdo. We just talking about stam running to shul, stam in the velterain for mitzvah. It's beautiful to run. You're allowed to run even in Shabbos, but that's not what we're talking about. It has to be a tirdo of zrizis. It has to be pressed for time. If you're not pressed for time, not. And Baruch Hashem, I found this is Thursday or Friday. I found the Shlach Kodesh. Shlach Kodesh basically mamish. Says it. He brings down the Goyis Ezri and he brings down the Mordechai and he puts them two together and he mamish hides it up that Ben Hashmosh is his lav daka, but don't take it to the extreme. Avada has to be his man Torid and Avada has to be only Mechatzai Seyam Ve'elik like the Goyis Ezri. He puts the two together. It's clear from him that he held that there was no Machlekes. It's already the Shlach Kodesh. And there are other Achronim as well. There's a Yaivitz, Siddha Yaivitz, who also tries to do what the Yom Shishleim does and says, the Chiddush Din, Nira, that if you're running for any mitzvah, it's already the Pirko, the basic Knesses, already you're going to have the Patur. And there's an Amudei Eish, there's a bunch of Amudei, but it's Eisenstadt. Amudei Eish brings in the Goyis Yaivitz and says, it's not true. He said, Mamish Tzchachon, first of all, if there would be a Machlokes, you should have to pass him like the Mordechai. And God is not a Machlokes, and God brings down the Shulah also. He touches up the Shulah Mamish, Brok Shikvanti. Mamish says the same thing in the Shulah Kodesh. You see that there's no Machlokes. If there's no Machlokes, Avadi, you have to have Tirda. Stam in the Velteran, you're just running for mitzvahs, it's beautiful. But if there's no Zrizis, you're not going to have a Patur. And the Mishkan is Royim. Mishkas Arayim says that, let's say, Lamaisa, when you're talking about preparing for Shabbos, he says it has to be Talib Kofiyah Makam Kofiyah Zman, depending what the Minigam Makam is. Some people talk, some cities from Chatzai Sayyim, that's it, they're busy on Tzrachi Shabbos. Some people, they're busy very Tzrachi Shabbos from the morning. It's Ventzach on the place. Whatever the place is. And even the Lashon or Zeru wasn't written in stone Chatzais. He says when it's Muchak, when you're preparing for Shabbos, and then there's a Zrizis, Mechatzais Hayayim, it means before Chatzais Hayayim, there's not a Zrizis, because you have plenty of time to take care of yourself. Avadi preparing for Shabbos, but there's no Zrizis, because you have plenty of time during the day. Mechatzais Hayayim, where right now you have to focus on preparation for Shabbos, because the next few hours are going to be only on, limited for preparation of Shabbos, so that Taka in a Konami, then you can have the Patur of Zrizis, because you're preparing for Shabbos. But Stam in the Velter, right now. If you look in the Chavis Yor, the Piskei Tshuva brings down. We had Grada Din Torah. I should tell you, we had a Maaseh Shehaya. There was a person going into a parking lot next to a shul. Reuven parked his car, and he was getting out of his car, and Shimon just sped in to the spot, and while Reuven was opening up the door, they met by accident. So now, they both contributed to the Hezek, so if you go like the Adramat, that should be like who's who. The person opening up his door, Patches, was Bishus. He has a right to leave his car. He didn't see the guy flying in, and the guy who flew in came in like a Mishun Adikah speed, and he was Maida, but he was catching Baruch. He was trying to catch Shachris, mind you, not Maariv. He was trying to catch Baruch Hu. He had a Davin Betziba, and he's trying to catch, and we had a Shiloh, what to do in this case. And the argument was that he's running to do mitzvahs, so he should be considered Shneim Bishus, and Shneim Bishus, it was Husku, and for Husku, he should be Potter. That was the Shiloh. So if you look in the Piskei Tshuva, Sifkot and Dalit, he brings down Ein B'tshuvas Chavis Yoyer, B'mishoye Rots, L'Kiddush, Levana. He's running. The Piskei Tshuva brings a very big kiddush. I want to give it out. The Chazan called, apparently the minig then was, the Chazan used to call Kiddush Levana. I guess it sounds like people used to leave the houses and gather together because you're supposed to do it B'tzibah, Kiddush Levana. And he called Kiddush Levana, and everyone left, and this guy Mamish, his Rizis and his Slavas to do the mitzvah Kiddush Levana, he ran. He bumped into a store, V'shofach kachemen, V'shibeklis chukis, V'helo, Zot the Chaviz Yor, the Chayiv L'shalim. The Ein L'meidin Klal, and he's saying, I'm rots for a mitzvah, I'm rots. It's mamish suffik lila, who's mamut lefnei lila mamish lechol aliyase elav v'tof kof ama. So he got to learn ben hashmoshes is dafka, and that already because Pitam said, "What do you mean? We just said a goy sashino azru says lav dafka good, but he says it's only with his rizis kiddush levana. You have 10 days to be mekadish the levana." And even if you hold like the Arizal, so you have 7 days to be Mekadosh Levana, you have plenty of time. You didn't have to do it right now. Now, the Chavis Yoyah goes on. And Pesach Yoyah leaves it, I don't know why now. He says, Ayin Shamoid, beautiful. He says, but the guy was calling the tzibah to go out to Kiddush Levana now, and he was running to be mitzaref with this minion right now, and it's a beautiful inyan. And his lashon is, even though the mitzvah zu derabbanan gedolim ma'od ma'od, the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, over roiv am hadris melech, it's mamish gorgeous to mekach Levana together like we did tonight. He said, big deal, but after lekach biyachid, you could do biyachid. Ve'enu kedai, this inyan of being mekach Levana betziba is not kedai that you should be considered a rishus shiyipata haratz. That's not enough to allow you to run wild in a rishus harabim. That you can't do. Means not everything. It's not stam nevodan. Nice inning gives you pterots. Ask the kids Shlavana alone that you have plenty of time. That tak is important, but you have plenty of time. You have a few days left. But mitzad the tziba shabai, this inning of Rav Amin Hadris Melech, that's not enough. So come out like the Chavis Yoyah. What would be if it's the last night of Kiddush Levana? You have 15 minutes left according to the Moilat in the Gad Shlavana. Then it could be Enochanami. You'll have the Ptur of Rots, just like this is a Ptur of Rots, because it's Manoi Bol. You have to get there right away. And he continues, Dr. Chavis Yoyah, and the Pesach Yoyah leaves it out, but he says, Hu adin v'hachanami harotz lebeis haknesis afo pi she mitzvah loretz v'godu schar amein kaddish baruchu tfilah metzibah. It's gewaldic, but you don't have a p'tor rotz. You can daven be yechidus. You don't have to go to shul. It's beautiful and you should go to shul, but that doesn't give you the p'tor or rotz. It's not a zayvai. It's not stam. Everything gives you a p'tor or rotz. Not a zayvai. So, lagabi awa shayla, awa din teira, is very nice. He was trying to chapa baruchu and tefillah b'tziba, but that's not going to help him because not every rotz gives you p'tor of b'shus, of rotz b'shus.
There's no
head to
it's
Kedarek.
And
what's
Kedarek? People do it. 10 minutes after
downing
starts.
They run into spots. I hear. You have to know. All right. Correct. So the Minchas Pidim asks on him that it's Fakir from the Gaisa Ishtamitzeh. The Gaisa Shin or Zeru say that it's Lav Dafka. And a Hanami. Oh no! I'll give you a few examples. 1 second. Let me just finish. I'll give you a few examples. What would be if Zokta Minchas Pitim? If it's going to be Mavid as Man Tfilo. So in a Kanami, you don't have to daven b'tzibo. You could daven b'yichidus. But I got to daven. So I'm rots right now that I got to chapa right. Well, you're Rishus Rabbi. I have to have a place to put on my tefillin. I have to go. So I'm running to shul to go to the side. I'm going to the place. So the Minchas Pidim says that that's considered Rotz B'Shus because it's Zman Oiva. What would be, you have a case, there was a tshuva, what's the name of the tshuva? Minchas HaGeshun, he had a case that it was a Mila B'Yom Shemini, and it was right before Shkia. And he was Rotz to be Megayim the Mitzvah Mila. Do you have the Ptur of Rotz B'Shus? So he tries to say that even though it's Hakaz Manobol, so here, look, everyone should be Moida, that's Rotz Peshus. He wants to come up with a new Chiddush din. He says that the old din of Rotz Peshus is only if Taka, all along you were Rotz Peshus. That is, all along you were Mukhuiv to Rotz, because you were an Oinus the whole day. Let's say right now, all of a sudden you got the green light from the mill to do the Mila. I don't know what the case might be. But he says that, hey, Yais, why are you bothering? Why are you all of a sudden waking up now, 15 minutes before Shkia, to do your Mila? You should have done Mila, Bashkam and Sabaika. So here he says, you don't have the Ptur of Rotz Peshus. I, Erev Shabbos, prepare you. So he says, Veshtet in the Bay says, Shibbol Elek, and Erechayim, that even though it's a mitzvah to do Hachonis Mibaika from Shachris, but the Pasuk says, all your Mishnah, that you should do a second time, that means to be Marbe, that you're supposed to do it in the afternoon as well. After Chatzais, you're supposed to again be Mechen Tzarchin Shabbos, a little more for Tzarchin Shabbos. So he says, that you couldn't do before, because I had to do something afterwards in the afternoon. So Mameli says that that's why that's different. I hold that, I disagree with him. Laniz Daiti, I'm not one to disagree with him, but I think it's wild. That halacha just means you have to do something in the afternoon. You don't have to be busy for the 5 hours, Erev Shabbos, Manabal, for that time that you have the Ptur of Rotz B'Shus. And you see the Minchas Pitim doesn't say, why did you wait to the last minute to do Tfilah B'Tziva? You don't have these things. And the stimus of all the Achreidim, no one ever said this. Stimus of Achreidim, when they've done these cases of Rotz B'Shus for mitzvahs, and a lot of them, no one ever said this halacha, that you have to dan, see if he was anointed till then. If right now you're Rotz B'Shus, you're Rotz B'Shus. The Ochashukin has another example of Rotz B'Shus. If you're trying to save someone from a fire, Hasakonis Nefoshes, Hatzolah. If Hatzolah would be racing, and this is very negay, if Atzala would be racing and someone would get into an accident with Atzala ambulance and or Atzala car, and it would be a huzak, or they both contribute to the hezek, which is like huzak, like the Yad Ramah, then it should come out that he'd be potter because he's a Ratz B'Shus. Could be other reason why he's potter, but sorry?
Have a siren, like
raw. So it's like, so Yenna should be raw. Oh, if you put on, unless he didn't put on a siren. Okay. But in the Khan, you put on a siren and Yen knew. Oh yeah, okay. You have to know. But good. But even if not, you have a case of, there are a lot of examples that people could be running for Bishus. I shouldn't say a lot, but there are many. I mean, there are, I'm sure you can die, Tain Lokokam Yekim Void, you could have more examples. And that's going to be the halacha. In these cases, if you have rot, even if he's Ratz, but if he's doing for mitzvah, he's Bishus.
What's about someone that has to
give
a Shia? He has to be
there at
9 o'clock.
Oh, yes, around 9 o'clock, yeah. So if he's the Maggid Shia, so maybe Taka will have a tour, because the Tiba is waiting for him.
Oh, he should leave 5 minutes early.
Like this thing, yeah. They have other cases, the Lekabu Pnei Rabbi, all these cases. If it's Manu Yovar, and you got to do it now, and it's a mitzvah, and it's a real mitzvah, not just an Inyan, a Hiddur of Reva Majus Melech, it's not a Hiddur of Kad, Shomim, and Broker, which is very important, but it's not Mamish, the Indian of Zman Tfilo, so then in the Hanami. So tell the boss he came late and let him deduct from your paycheck. If you're annoying, it's what you do. You don't have a Tzadam Mitzvah. Sorry? I hear. You can always tell the boss, I'm sure he doesn't mind cutting down. Lumais, we ran out of time. We should have done the Ramah. But we need the Mitzvah next week. We'll do the Ramah. There's a lot more raid here. A good tovok.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.